Rita Angus, Cass. In 2006, Rita Angus's Cass was voted New Zealand's greatest painting by viewers of a television arts program. For such an icon, it had surprisingly humble beginnings. In August 1936, Rita Angus and her friend and fellow artist Louise Henderson took a train trip to Cass in search of something to paint. Cass, 116 kilometers northwest of Christchurch, is a small settlement at the foot of the Southern Alps. Angus and Henderson stayed at a field station run by Canterbury University College. They sketched every day. It was splendid and remote, even a bit forgotten. For Angus, it was the perfect subject. It was, she wrote, all ready to be seen. In the 1930s, New Zealand artists were searching for a way to communicate the essential truth of the New Zealand landscape. Like other artists at this time, especially those in Canterbury, Angus developed a style that emphasized simplicity and clarity. Critics at the time praised her for her unsentimentality. Angus drew on a wide range of influences, including Egyptian art, Italian Renaissance painting, Japanese prints, Buddhism, and the French artist Paul Cézanne, who painted landscapes as a grouping of simplified geometrical forms. In Angus's Cass, we're drawn through the landscape translated into a series of repeated forms. At first, triangles dominate, the mountains on each side of the painting forming two triangles, and these overlap with the triangular stand of pine trees in the middle. Then we hit the verticals, the power poles, the buildings, the trees, and balancing them, the horizontals, the platform that runs across the center of the work, the stacked timber. Angus's friend, the poet Dennis Glover, said the pile of timber looked like cheese straws. Contrasted with these straight lines are the swirling shapes of the trees, the hill shapes, and the clouds, which give Cass a sense of movement, as if every part of it is somehow alive. Each part of the painting is treated with the same crisp attention, and the whole thing hums with color. A pioneer of modern painting in New Zealand, Angus was strongly committed to her artistic practice, despite many years of ill health and financial struggle. A pacifist, an early feminist with strong interest in Eastern religion and philosophy, in 1947 she summed up her attitude towards art in this way. As a woman painter, I work to represent love of humanity and faith in mankind in a world which is, to me, richly variable and infinitely beautiful.